News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The steady rise in the rate of population has had its impact on the growth trajectory, and thus comes the importance of the Hum Do Hamare Do policy of the Uttar Pradesh government, said Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, unveiling the new population policy 2021-30 on Sunday. On World Population Day, the Chief Minister said that bringing the bill is necessary to control and stabilize the population to promote sustainable development with more equitable distribution. He also underlined the need for creating awareness among the people on this issue. There should be a gap between two children in order to control the population in the state. Population growth is also related to poverty. The population policy 2021-2030 is for everybody across communities, Adityanath said, adding that the state government was working on the policy since 2018. Prior to CM Adityanath's address, the State Health Minister, Jai Pratap Singh, said that the UP government is aiming to bring the population growth rate to 2.1% by 2030. UP has a population of 23.40 crore. The new population policy is prepared for 2021 to 2030. We will aim at curbing the population through awareness. Population control is a national and world issue. UP aims at coming to a stability by 2050, he said. It is necessary to control population. It is estimated that India's population will overtake China by 2027. If we implement the new population policy, then according to the estimates, the population of our state will stabilize by 2052, Singh added. Through the proposed policy, efforts will be made to increase the accessibility of contraceptive measures issued under the Family Planning Program, and provide a proper system for safe abortion. And on the other hand, through improved health facilities, efforts will be made for population stabilization by providing accessible solutions to impotence/infertility and reducing the infant and maternal mortality rate. In the new population policy, a target has been set to bring the birth rate to 2.1 per thousand population by 2026 and to 1.9 by 2030. One of the key points in the new policy is to make comprehensive arrangements for the care of the elderly, apart from better management of education, health and nutrition of adolescents between 11 to 19 years. The period of population policy 2000 to 2016 of the state has ended, and now a new policy is the need of the hour. The new policy has an innovative proposal to set up health clubs in schools with the awareness efforts for population stabilization, as well as a system for digital tracking of infants, adolescents and elderly people in line with the spirit of the Digital Health Mission. While preparing the new population policy, efforts have been made to maintain the demographic balance in all the communities, easy availability of advanced health facilities and to bring down the maternal and child mortality rate to the minimum level through proper nutrition. Meanwhile, the State Law Commission has also prepared the draft of the Uttar Pradesh Population Control Stabilization and Welfare Bill 2021, on which the public can give suggestions till July 19. In the draft of the Uttar Pradesh Population Control Stabilization and Welfare Bill 2021 issued by the State Law Commission, Bacche Dohi Acche has been highlighted. According to the proposal, parents who limit their family to only two children and are in government service and undergoing voluntary sterilization will be given facilities like two additional increments, promotion, exemption in government housing schemes, increasing employer contribution in PF, etc. There are also provisions to provide exemptions in water, electricity, house tax, home loan and other such facilities to couples with two children who are not in government jobs. If the law is implemented, then within a year, all government officials, employees and elected representatives of local bodies will have to give an affidavit that they will not violate this policy. Ration cards would be limited to 4 units. It is proposed in the draft that the election can be cancelled if the rules are broken. The single child will get preference in admission in all educational institutions, including but not limited to the Indian Institute of Management and All India Institute of Management Science. Free education up to graduation level, scholarship for higher studies in case of a girl child, and preference to the single child in government jobs are other benefits which couples with a single child will receive. Swashbuckling billionaire Richard Branson hurtled into space aboard his own winged rocket ship on Sunday, bringing astrotourism a step closer to reality and beating out his exceedingly richer rival, Jeff Bezos. The nearly 71-year-old Branson and five crewmates from his Virgin Galactic space tourism company reached an altitude of 53.5 miles or 86 kilometers over the New Mexico desert, enough to experience 3 to 4 minutes of weightlessness and witness the curvature of the Earth, and then glided back home to a runway landing. "The whole thing, it was just magical," a jubilant Branson said on his return aboard the gleaming white space plane named Unity. The brief up-and-down flight, the space plane's portion took only about 15 minutes, or about as long as Alan Shepard's first U.S. space flight in 1961, was a splashy and unabashedly commercial plug for Virgin Galactic, which plans to start taking paying customers on joyrides next year. Branson became the first person to blast off in his own spaceship, beating Bezos, the richest person on the planet, by 9 days. He also became the second septuagenarian to go into space. Astronaut John Glenn flew on the shuttle at age 77 in 1998. Bezos sent his congratulations, adding, "Can't wait to join the club," though he also took to Twitter a couple of days earlier to enumerate the ways in which he believes his company's tourist rides will be better. With about 500 people watching, including Branson's family, Unity was carried aloft underneath a twin fuselage aircraft. Then, at an altitude of about 8.5 miles, or 13 kilometers, Unity detached from the mothership and fired its engine, reaching more than Mach 3, or 3 times the speed of sound, as it pierced the edge of space. Spectators cheered, jumped into the air, and embraced as the rocket plane touched down on Earth. Branson pumped his fists as he stepped out onto the runway and ran toward his family, bear-hugging his wife and children and scooping up his grandchildren in his arms. Mike Moses, a top executive at Virgin Galactic, said that apart from some problems with the transmission of video images from inside the cabin, the flight was perfect and the ship looked pristine. "That was an amazing accomplishment," former Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield, a one-time commander of the International Space Station, said from the sidelines. "I'm just so delighted at what this open door is going to lead to now. It is a great moment." Virgin Galactic conducted 3 previous test flights into space with crews of just 2 or 3. World number 1 Novak Djokovic beat Italian 7 seed Matteo Berrettini 6-7, 6-4, 6-4, 6-3 on Sunday to win his 6th title at Wimbledon. His 3rd straight triumph at the All England Club also earned the Serbian a 20th Grand Slam title, equaling the men's record haul held by Switzerland's Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal of Spain. "It means none of us three will stop," Djokovic said during the presentation ceremony when asked what the milestone meant to him. He also completed the 3rd leg towards achieving the Golden Slam. No man has ever won the 4 slams and an Olympic gold in the same year. The 34-year-old, who came into the title clash having beaten Berrettini in both of their previous meetings, opened a 5-2 lead in the first set with an early break, but the Italian fought back to force a tie break, which he clinched to draw first blood. It was only the 2nd set the Serbian had lost in this year's championships. He reacted by racing to a 4-0 lead in the 2nd set before going on to level the match. A single break of serve in the 3rd and 2 more breaks in the 4th were enough for Djokovic to close out the contest in front of a raucous center court crowd who kept on chanting the Italian underdog's name. Djokovic sealed his place in the record books on his 3rd match point when Berrettini's backhand slice landed in the net. "That was more than a battle," Djokovic said. "Winning Wimbledon was always a biggest dream of mine when I was a kid. I have to remind myself how special this is and not take this for granted," he said. Italy won the European Championship for the first time since 1968 as Gianluigi Donnarumma saved 2 England penalties en route to a 3-2 shootout win after the teams had fought out a 1-1 extra time draw at a raucous Wembley on Sunday. The giant keeper saved from Jadon Sancho and Bukayo Saka after Marcus Rashford hit a post as Federico Bernardeschi, Leonardo Bonucci and Domenico Berardi all scored for the Italians. Luke Shaw had given England a dream start with a superb goal after 2 minutes, but Italy, who offered almost nothing in response in the first half, gradually took command as the hosts sat back and levelled through Bonucci after 67 minutes. It was the first final to be decided on penalties since Czechoslovakia beat West Germany in 1976 and will be widely celebrated in Italy after they lost in the final in 2000 and 2012. They made the most of the running after half-time and an extra time, and England can have few complaints after their early promise faded away. It was nevertheless heartbreaking for most of the 67,000 Wembley crowd, as England came up short in their first major final since they won the World Cup 55 years ago. It had all started so well when Harry Kane spread the ball wide to Kieran Trippier, and he instantly repaid coach Gareth Southgate's faith in recalling him by sending over a curling deep cross that the fast-arriving Shaw met on the half volley to hammer inside the post for his first international goal. England had taken an early lead in their 2018 World Cup semi-final against Croatia before eventually being outplayed and beaten in extra time. But they did not look like giving up the initiative on home soil, playing on the front foot, though failing to threaten Donnarumma. England keeper Jordan Pickford was similarly untroubled as well. Federico Chiesa's crisp shot went just wide, and Ciro Immobile's blocked effort were all Italy had to show for a disjointed half. England's well-drilled defence, which had conceded just one goal via a Danish free kick in the six previous tournament games, held them at arm's length, and Italian frustration was summed up by centre-back Bonucci letting fly wildly from 35 metres with the last kick of the half, much to the disgust of his teammates. Pickford was called into action after 57 minutes, blocking a Lorenzo Insigne shot and then getting down to palm away from Chiesa as Italy began to apply pressure, pinning England back. It paid dividends when Bonucci pounced from close range after Pickford had turned Andrea Belotti's header onto a post. England could have no complaints, having virtually invited their opponents on and offered almost nothing in attack, and they would have been somewhat relieved to go into extra time. It was a similar story in the first additional 15 minutes, though England did briefly force their way back into the game in the second period, albeit without either side creating anything to reward the crowd for their waves of noise. So it went to penalties where England's young guns failed and Italy took the glory. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.